You're listening to SBS News.
Midterm elections are underway in the United States, with control of Congress hanging in the balance. Democrats are fighting to retain sway in the Senate and the ability to push forward on President Joe Biden's agenda. Tight races are taking place all over the country, with voters concerned about a range of issues.
We've got to do something to reverse the inflationary trend that, in the Democrats are spending out of control. Congress is spending out of control. That needs to come back in line.
Well, I like to vote at every election, but I think especially this time, it's about reproductive rights. It's about the environment. It's about ensuring that everyone, has an opportunity to vote.
Republicans are widely favored to pick up the 5 seats they need to control the House of Representatives. In the Senate, 35 of its 100 seats are up for grabs. The chamber is currently split 50-50 between Democrats and Republicans, with the vice president able to cast tie-breaking votes. Control of the Senate could come down to races in Pennsylvania, Nevada, Arizona, and Georgia. Early on Election Day, a polling station in the Georgian capital, Atlanta, was crowded with people wanting to vote.
I think everybody votes matters. And with the struggle that people have had over the years, I think it was very important for me to come out.
I jumped on a treadmill this morning and was like, I forgot to vote. So I had to make sure I made a detour and come right over. So I wanted to make sure that we can make some changes happen.
A Republican-controlled House would be able to block bills addressing Democratic priorities, such as abortion rights and climate change. Republicans could also initiate a showdown over the nation's debt ceiling, which could shake financial markets and launch investigations into Mr. Biden's administration and family. If Republicans win back control of the Senate, they would hold sway over President Biden's judicial nominations, including any Supreme Court vacancy. The court's decision to overturn the nationwide right to abortion in June galvanized Democratic voters for a time. Abortion rights were front of mind for many voters in Ohio as they went to the polls.
The issues that are relevant to me are just really like abortion rights, making sure that people have access to things that are safe and healthy and that women have choices.
Well, the number one thing is the pro-life issue. It's been disgusting watching Joe Biden proclaim himself as a Catholic and not standing for preborn citizens of our nation. We love Donald Trump. Without Donald Trump, the 3 Supreme Court justices would never have been appointed that got rid of the unjust Roe law. He did what he said he would do.
The midterm election will reveal the extent of former President Donald Trump's influence on the Republican Party and voters. The 76-year-old cast his ballot in Florida, accompanied by his wife, Melania. On the eve of Election Day, he hinted to supporters he'd soon kick off a 2024 presidential campaign.
I'm going to be making a very big announcement on Tuesday, November 15th, at Mar-a-Lago in Palm Beach, Florida.
The midterm election results might not be known for days or even weeks. More than 46 million people voted ahead of Election Day, with election officials saying it will take time to count all of those ballots. Control of the Senate might not be known until a potential runoff in Georgia in early December. Philippa Carisbrook, SBS News.